and Jade, Sister Luna, Gabriel, Demian, and Isaias. Thank you for having them. And we pray also for Easy, Lord. She is not feeling well today. I know you will. We know that you will touch her and also prevent Hastel from getting sick. And the rest of the family as well. And please give us a good health, Lord, that we can endure this cold weather. And we praise you. We love you. And thank you for your holy angels that will be with us today as we worship, as we study your words. And thank you for hearing our prayers and forgiving our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Sorry, I forgot to ask for the prayer request. Later we will do that. Next member. Okay, amen, amen, and amen. So we will start first with singing. Janine will post the song that we can sing today. I think if you can. Alright, we will be singing Psalm 50:15. Do you still remember the song? Okay, let's sing. And call upon me in the day of trouble. Ready, sing. And call upon me in the day. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me.
And call upon me in the day of trouble. Psalm 50:15.
Can we do it one more time? And in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Of trouble, Psalm 50:15. Praise the Lord. So that is a good verse, right? Giving us the hope that if we are in trouble, Jesus will be with us to deliver us. Okay. And again, one more song. We're gonna have one more song, and anyone who wants to sing, we are open for that. Okay, I do. Okay, later, Sister Jade, we will sing one more song. Jania posted another song, Psalm 3:3-4. Remember this song again? Let's review so it will always be remembered. Okay. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Sing. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and a lifter of my head, mine head, O Lord, art a shield for me. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me, and he heard me. He heard me out of his holy hill. O Lord, art a shield for me. Psalm 3:3-4. I think the kids forget about this song already. We're gonna review this again. We will sing this for our closing. All right. So Sister Jade is ready to share her song. Sister Jade, you can sing.
Okay. I'm gonna be singing. I'm just gonna sing the same song like I did before, because I can't think of anything. Okay. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, the wealth in every mine. He owns the rivers and the rocks and rills, the sun and stars that shine. wonderful riches for the tongue can tell. He is before the sun and mine as well. He is the cattle on a thousand hills. I know that he will care for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Jade. Does Sister Luna have a song for us? Prepare. Did you have a song for us, Sister Luna? Our singers. Okay. Amen. Yes. Sister Luna has a song for us. Okay, Sister Luna. You can have the mic.
Okay. The name of this song is Would You Live for Jesus? Would you live for Jesus and the always pure and good? Would you walk with him within this narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you want to be. His love can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see what's best for him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving it all? Would you have him save you so that you need never fall? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you want to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you in his kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true in providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you want to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful song too. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Luna. Thank you, Damian. I like the duet. Duet song. Okay. So today we are going to review the first and second commandment. So this is now our review. We are going to try our best to recite the first commandment by memory. Okay, this one. Let me share my screen. Audio? What's that? Okay, so did you see the screen that I shared? Is it small? Okay. Yeah. So when I greet, happy Sabbath, everyone. Yeah, and according to Matthew 19 verse 14, Jesus said, "Do not suffer the little children, do not forbid them to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." So yeah. All right. So if we have the faith like a little children like you, we can go to heaven. Amen. So yeah, the kingdom of heaven is likened to the faith of the little children. So Jesus is so happy if the little children would come unto him. Amen. So we are going to review the Ten Commandments. This is what I have extra prepared. All right. Impromptu, instant. Thank you, Jesus. So, don't you know that the Ten Commandments is written in a sapphire stone. So it is in color blue. When we see blue, what do we see? The heavens and the earth. There was a verse that says, the heavens declare the glory of God. So when we see the blue, it means obedience. So, yes, the Ten Commandments is written in a sapphire stone by the finger of our God. And now we are going to study the first commandment. And I will ask everyone to recite the first commandment by memory. Okay? Can we do that? Is that okay with you, children? Anybody likes it? We will recite from memory. Then we will start with Jania and then Alvi, and then we'll go from to everyone. Okay. Jania, if you can, or Alvi, please recite the first commandment. What does it say?
Thou shalt not have any other gods before me.
Very good. That is in Exodus
20.
Okay,
verse 3.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Jesus. That is from memory. Now, Jania, let's do it. Yes, we can do it. All right. Jania.
Exodus 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And now we will call for... We'll call Jade. Let's do it. Oh, look at that. Kitty Catch is ready. Okay, Jade, are you ready to recite the first commandment? Okay, from memory.
Do I just say?
Yeah, you can start now.
Okay. No other gods for me.
Good job. What about Bidoy? Jojo, can you recite the first commandment? It's Jojo's turn.
Okay.
I think you're muted, Jojo.
He's gone.
He's good. Okay. We'll come back to him. We'll now go to Sister Jana. Jana, can you recite it for us from memory? The first commandment. Oh, you can go. Yeah, you can get on the mic. Oh, very good. She typed it from memory. Very good, Sister Jana. Now we can hear from Sister Isi. Oh, Sister Isi is sick. Can you do that, Sister Isi? If not, that's fine. Mm-hmm. She's sick. You can just type it if you can. Yeah. All right. We are now going to Sister Luna. Sister Luna, you can start with your mic. Yeah.
Okay. The first is thou shalt have no other gods.
Yeah, very good, but it was kind of choppy. Thank you, Sister Luna. I want to repeat it again. It's kind of choppy on our end.
Okay. Um, That shall have no other gods.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Luna. Next will be Damian.
Alrighty. That's before. Just three.
I'm muted already. Can you do it again, Brother Damian?
Sure. This command number for me, and then Exodus 20 says that you have none of the gods.
Okay, but I think, yeah, I already muted, but your mic is choppy. Anyway, it's okay. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We are now hearing it from his brother, who's next? Gabriel. Brother Gabriel?
Exodus 20, verse 3.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Gabriel. Praise the Lord. So, everybody was able to recite the first commandment. Thank you, Lord. And now we are going to go back to our slide. What does the Ten Commandments says? Exodus 20 verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What does this mean? It means, same with Deuteronomy, we've been studying this all over and over again, that thou shalt have none other gods before me. According to Deuteronomy 5 verse 7. So we can find the commandments in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy. So our God, we have three gods. Remember? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are the source and sustainer of all. They created everything that here on earth and even in the other worlds, they created them. All of them. So, God alone is entitled to supreme reverence and worship. He is the only one who is entitled that we can worship none other. To worship and what? For the supreme reverence and worship. So that's what the first commandment says. That's why do you have a family worship every day? Yeah, so that's what God wants us. We should have a morning devotion or even evening devotion. You know, you can gather our family together, our children, and worship the Lord. Aside from having the Sabbath worship. This is in honor with our Creator who created everything. Man is forbidden to give any other object the first place of his affection or service. So that is also what the first commandment says. We are forbidden. We should not give any other object or our affection or our service. What? The first in our heart. Yeah? Because only God alone will be the first thing in our heart. That's what it says. That's what it meant by the first commandment. So, man should worship and honor only our Creator. But the people tends to worship what? The creation instead of the Creator. And even the object around them, which what? Still the love that we have for the Lord. So, whatever we cherish that tends to lessen our love to God, that is what? disobeying the first commandment. So, when our minds are absorbed, our hearts, in what? Instead of worshiping God, the first thing that comes into our mind or what absorbs our mind, those are the, those are the things that, what? Hinders us from worshiping God. What are those common things that is prevalent in our days? When I first heard this word, selfie, I feel like I get nervous. I feel like it's odd. Cause self, huh?
Unpleasant?
Yeah, it's odd. It's unpleasant to hear for me because I'm old already. But now Satan is what? Feeding the children, the young generation to what? Love more of themselves. They have this, let's go selfie everywhere. That is love of self. And that is what? Absolutely the thing that God doesn't like. So we have to love God above all. But people now, they become what? The term now is called narcissism. Narcissistic. Narcissism. Yeah. When nobody would like their post. When nobody like the clothes they wear because they posted it. Oh, they're gonna feel bad. Yeah. They feel that they are not appreciated. So that's how the new generation, and we will pray to the Lord that we will not be like those children or youth. Yeah? Selfie is, and especially the social media is what? Intended to what? To love for self. It was made to love. They're gonna make themselves like a princess. What is that? Filtering themselves, they can, if they want to be a Moana or they can do their face and then the background will be the princess that they like, Beauty and the Beast, like that. So it's more of self, right, children? And it's so sad. It is very prevalent in our time, in your time, because Satan wants to catch the children. To have more pride. Very good, Sister Jade. That is narcissist. Yeah, narcissism or narcissistic. And what is another term? The selfishness. The I. I, what is in the middle of pride that Satan has. And that caused him to fall down. And what? Disobey God. It's letter I. It's me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. All right, what else? Yeah, good job, Damian and Luna and Gabriel. It's I. What else? What else for the little children? They want to grab more toys. The mommy said, we will go to the shopping mall. We will just buy the necessity. What we need? Because that is the first thing that mommy always think, yeah? Whatever we need, the food, the clothing. And if we have a little extra, thank you, Jesus. We can buy some of the things that the children want. But then, little child, so-and-so was the name, when she saw the toys, she would tantrum. She would cry on the floor. Because the mommy doesn't have enough money to buy for her. Yeah, the doll that she likes. I like that Barbie. That is a limited edition. I want to have that. Yeah? And she would cry. The mommy said, oh, next time we will spare a little more money, you know, so that when we come back here, we can buy. But it's a limited edition. It might not be there anymore when we come back. And then she started to what? Lie down on the floor and cry and scream. So, we should not be what? we should be contented. The exact word is contentment. Even a little toy from the thrift store. It's okay. Thank you, Jesus. Because this is what I only, this is what mommy and daddy can afford. Praise the Lord, because I still have a toy. Right, children? Mm-hmm. And for the youth. Oh, this is the new fashion. I need to have that kind of shirt that is hanging, hanging that my belly is showing. Huh? That, yeah, how do you call that?
Crop top.
And showing your belly. So is that is not also a good practice, and we cannot copy. The Lord said, do not copy the worldly practices. Yeah? And what is in the fire, especially the youth, what is the trap of Satan for you, for all the youth? The what? The games! Oh no, the games. So if that absorbs your mind and you forget to pray and you forget to read your Bible, oh, that is another form of idols. You can have, you can play, but be careful. You have to choose. Yeah? Some of the toys now, I watched one of my nephews play in a, how you call that play game? In the Xbox? Oh my. It was like already killing. There were a lot of blood at now, yeah? More of guns, more of killing, yeah, shooting. Yeah, it's so violent. And I cannot, because they were unbeliever, but I cannot just say, oh, that's too bad, that's violent, stop from praying it. Oh, he would just jump and like shoot, and he would scream if you, he when he got killed. So I said, oh, the children are used to what? Violence nowadays. Praise the Lord for protecting our children. And what else? Oh, this one. They call it Holy Father. When you see them in the news, in every media, they call you the Holy Father. Is he, you know, is he worthy to be called Father? Of course, no. That is the devil, yes. Good job, that is the devil. And that is blasphemy to the true God that we worship. He is also a human. Yeah? And the whole world addressed him to be Holy Father. So scary, huh? They call him Holy Father. Okay, from this, that's the last slide that I can show. We shall have a quiz. We have also a quiz. Okay, are you ready? Do we have intermission before this? Oh, Jojo, did you recite your the first commandment, Jojo? We'll come back to you.
All right.
So, for me. He did already. Good job. Thank you, Jojo. Next time, Ezra will recite his memory verse. All right. So, anybody has? Do we have any intermission, or we can continue now with our quiz? Okay. I will ask. One of you, the first question is, what commandment talks about not having other gods? Let's ask Jojo again. Jojo, can you read the first question and then answer me? Answer question?
Yes.
What commandment having gods?
Oh, one.
First commandment. Good job. That is the first commandment. Okay, this is very easy. My questions are very easy. Okay, we will ask Luna. Can you read for us the second question?
Okay. Who is the couple things?
Who is the creator?
God.
Job, it is our God. Very good. Now, I will ask Alvi. Number three. Can you read the number three question and answer?
Why God deserves to be worshipped?
Why does we have to worship God? Or why does He deserve to be worshipped?
He created all things, even man.
Yes, He's the only one deserves to be worshipped because He is our Creator. Very good. Okay, number four. Can we ask Amy or who are the name of the kids? I'm so sorry. They're not here. Oh, they're just invited. Okay, we will go to Damian. Damian, can you read number four? Damian, can you read the number four question, please, and answer? Thank you.
Mary is another God.
Wrong. Absolutely wrong. Mary is not a God. He's also a human. But what? The other churches worship him. I worship her because she is the mother of God, Jesus Christ, and that is a wrong belief. Yeah? All right. And for my fifth question, we will ask Jana. Jana, you can type your answer. I will read it for you. Who are the Godhead? That is for China, number five. Yes, who are the Godhead, Sister John? You can type your answer. The next that I will call is Sister Jade after Sister Jana put in her answer. Is Sister Jen here?
She
answered. God the Father. We have the Godhead. God the Father. Very good. That's one of them. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Very good, Sister Jana. Good job. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They have their own they are three persons, not only one. Because the other, doctrine says that the Trinity, they have only one body and three head. It looks like an alien, right? So, they are one in purpose. What is their purpose? For the salvation of man. Yeah? But they are three entity. Got it? All right. Number six. And this is for Sister Jade. Sister Jade, can you read the number six question?
Every time we worship and pray.
God's angels.
Yes, God and the angels. What does it say? Whenever two or three are gathered in my name, who is in the midst of us? Like now, we are gathered to worship and study the word of God. And Jesus and his holy angels are with us. Wow, praise the Lord. And for my number 7 question, Jania.
Is it right to worship the Pope?
Is it right to worship the Pope? Why? Yes or no, and why?
No, it's not right to worship the Pope because he's only man, and he's lying that he claims to be God, but that is not true.
Very good. He is also human. Yeah? And it is a blasphemy of worshiping him. And then it's a blasphemy to call him Holy Father. Yes, correct. Good job. Thank you. And give example of the things that become the God of this corrupt world. One by one. Give one example that you can think of that what? Distract us from worshiping him and that replace God in our hearts where our attention was diverted. Is diverted. So you can give one. We have a lot. Yeah? So one by one. Jania, you can start with one. Oh, what's that? Hey, I'm sorry. Somebody.
Of sharing because your screen is
okay. We will stop sharing now the screen. We're done with this. So the last question will be give an example that became the God that become the God of this corrupt world. Okay, I will stop sharing. Can you help me out there? I will stop now the share. Okay, so stop sharing. Okay, we are now back to the telegram without the screen. So if you can give one example one by one, you can put in your answers here. Jana answers, worldly music. Absolutely correct. Praise the Lord. You're good. And Jan Alvi, what is your answer that would divert your attention and love to God?
People, they focus more on their feelings.
Oh, yes, moral feelings. I am sad. It's not make me happy. That doesn't make me happy. What the world wants. As long as you're happy, I will support you. Yeah? But it's against the principle of God. They will still support that person. Very good. Good answer. All right.
Social medias.
Damian, have you having favorites? What are those favorites? Can you elaborate more about the 5 favorites? Favorite what? Favorite. Okay, Jania also answers social media. If it what? Absorbs most of your mind. Oh, I will have to picture this. This is the food that I ate. Oh, I have a new shoes. I have to post it. Oh. Yeah, social media. Social media can be what? This is it to balance, yeah, children. Social media is also a good medium where we can share our faith. But if the social medias, like, you know, that would absorb your mind, focusing more of yourself, and the entertainment, like, yeah, that's another one too. That social media that, you know, that diverts you and focus more of yourself, that is what? Another example of corruption. Okay. What else that we have? Social media in what? Okay. Social media is broad, but yeah, I have just said the specific one. Oh, Sister Jade, false word and love of self. Very good. Bad dance. Too much phone. Too much phone. Yeah. Too much one that you forget. Thank you, Sister Jade, for the good answer too. Good answer. Yes, false word. Love of self. That's what we said. More of I. I want to see, be seen beautiful. Very good. And what about dances? We don't need to, we don't dance. And too much phone, yeah. I can relate to that. Too much phone absorbed, already absorbed your attention and focus that you forget. Mommy's calling the name. I many times, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they never hear me. Why? Because they were too absorbed with their phone that their ears cannot hear anymore. Right? Good job. Thank you. Someone sports. Yeah, sports can be also good for our health, but if it becomes a competition, and absorbs our mind too, that is an idol. Yeah, anything that is about, you know, God, that get all your focus and attention, that is an idol. Jojo, false idol, very good, the graven images that we could see around the churches of the false churches, inside and out of the false churches. Okay, Luna has won. She's gonna say it. Okay, Luna, I will turn on.
By doing bad dances that God doesn't see right in his eyes.
Yes, dances. We don't dance, right? Very good, Sister Luna. Yeah, good answer too. Praise the Lord. Bad dances. Good job. Who else want to share other things that, you know, that becomes, that absorbs our affection and attention and worship the Lord? Yeah? Yeah, Sister Jana said the worldly music, that is so true. Okay, any more answers? I added more. You want to speak, Sister Jade? You want to say something, Sister Jade? Oh, she added more. Where? In her text. False words. Love of self. Yeah, I already read those.
Look.
And I will add again. I will read again. The bad dance. Too much phone. Drunk. Bad name calling. Don't be drunk. No, drunk with that is for the grown-up people. Oh, Janie, Alvi wants to add another. What
else?
Like
you're getting to start
early
on work.
Yeah, the mommy and the daddy, they always have overtime. They don't have time now for the children and for the family. They work and work and work. They even work. It's okay to work because, you know, that is one of the blessings that the Lord has given us. So we can what? You know, we can buy what we need. But too much work. Working more than 8 hours a day, that, you know, you don't sleep anymore because you wanna, I need to get more money. Yeah? And then they forget now to train their children when they go home. When the mommy and daddy goes home, the children are asleep. And then when they leave the home, the children are still asleep. They don't have time for the children to what? Nurture them. To teach them, that is also another idol. Yeah? Praise the Lord. We have a lot of good answers. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, right. You want to say something, Jay?
I have something.
Okay, Sister Luna, you can take the mic now.
We're not supposed to take too many selfie pictures, and we shouldn't do anything bad that in God's eyes, and spending too much time on our phones.
Something else too. Another one is like prizing money more than God, and prizing TV over God, and stuff like that.
Good job. Thank you, Sister Luna. What did she say? Too much selfie. Oh, no. Even little child knows how to do now the selfie and post it in the social media. Yeah? Very good. And what else? Brother Damian said that. What? I forget what he said. Sorry. I was diverted. So yeah, even, yeah, what, playing too. Playing games should not be divert too much. Yeah, to divert our, what is this, Jania? Sister Jade said also, too much TV. Yes, very good. That's what in my mind that I forgot. Too much TV, too much money. You know, it's so sad. Because people who has money intend to what? To want to have more. They become greedy. They didn't even what? Share it. Wearing jewelry is also not good. And playing video games like Roblox. Oh no. That is the game that is very famous now for the kids. It's okay to play games, according to Sister Jania, but you shouldn't be too diverted. That's correct. Too much diverted to it, that will make you far away from God, and you should be careful with the games you play. Thank you, Sister Jania. Amen to that. Amen to all that you have shared. Using makeup. Those who use makeup, they are not happy for their natural beauty. Because we are all created beautiful. Yeah? In and out. But we have to be, you know, be more beautiful in character. Right? Not only the outward appearance. Too much money, that's true. TV, very good. Wearing jewelry, popular games. Amen. And using God to make money. Oh, no. Those who like to preach, oh, love, love the Lord. Only love. But they didn't teach what? How to love the Lord by what? Obeying the Ten Commandments. Okay. Alvi wants to share something too.
Putting your friends above God.
Yeah. Your friends will get mad. Oh, you will not be in our group anymore if you don't do this. Yeah? If you don't do this. Yeah. Amen to all again. Praise the Lord. Not prayering. Okay, Jania. So many examples. Praise the Lord. So we have so much in mind to share that will make our love to God to be secondary, because we intend to focus more on other worldly things that has diverted our mind. Praise the Lord. Thank you, children, for all your input. Thank you for your participation and for studying with us today. Praise the Lord. And even we don't have the Satan has attacked us again, many times, but this will not stop us, right? Thank you, Jesus. We need to choose our friends wisely. That's true. Even, that's what I always tell my kids, even we only have one friend, true friend, that would what? You know, that is a godly friend, that's fine. Because, you know, children would like to be in a group of like how you call it in Tagalog, we call it barkada, like in a group.
A group of friends.
We need to choose our friends wisely, that's true. Too much TikTok. Oh no. Too much TikTok. Very good. So many examples. Praise the Lord for the knowledge. Amen. So with this, we praise the Lord and we thank God. Just one commandment and it's very broad. Right, children? So thank God for this blessing and learning. So now we will end our lesson. So we will end this with prayer. We will ask Jenny Alvi for the closing prayer. Amy didn't join us today, yeah? They were invited. It's okay, they can join next time. Thank you, everyone. Easy. Be well. We'll pray for you. Thank you, Jana, Luna, Damian, and Gabriel, Jay, Jojo. Who else did I miss? Jenny and Alfie. Thank you, everyone. Okay, Will, can we kneel? Let's all kneel for our closing prayer. Okay. Can you say it up there, baby?
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the things we learned. There's many ways we can lose you, but we won't. But please help us go in perfect character so we can go to heaven. And please bless the study. The study, since it's kind of broken and there's no audio for some people. And thank you for the Sabbath day, and please forgive us from any of our sins we did. And thank you for helping us learn. And thank you for this notice in my place today. And please protect all the animals around the world. And Jesus pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless everyone. Bye.